life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started, say we're the band.
Oh, welcome to another season of Set With A Bet, another episode of season three, I should say. I'm back in town. I'm in the studio. Your co-host, Zane Lovelady. Oh, also right over there, it's your other co-host, Bear.
What's up, buddy?
And coming in, zooming in all the way from Fort Smith. We're so happy to have him. Worked here in the scene with him for a few years now. And it's first time on Set With A Bet, everybody. Kyle Gilbert.
Kyle motherfucking Gilbert. Aww,
thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, dude. This is awesome. Oh, the applause. Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hell yeah. Let's go.
This Kyle, you are on the show at a time when we're switching things up just a little bit. This is my last month. Bear's going to be bringing in a new co-host. We're not announcing that yet. It's very exciting. He's been a guest on the show before. He's very good. We're changing the show. For the first time. Have you seen some of the old way that we used to do it?
Yeah, I've seen some clips, dude. The clips are hilarious. I've seen some with you and JJ, LG. Those are fucking great.
Yes.
Those glad are, you enjoy them.
I
watch them all.
Of the podcast, of us talking. That. But have you seen the challenge sets that it used to be?
Yes. I've seen, I've seen you... Was there some ice bucket?
Yeah.
Something?
You have probably seen me go through a challenge. Yes, I did it.
I think most of them have been you. I don't know what it's like. You had some shitty luck on the show. Is that why you're leaving?
Yeah, he got tired of us bullying him.
Yeah, I know. I'm leaving and they're stopping torturing people. It's such a weird quinky dink.
Yeah, that's weird how that's working out.
But now, this last month, what it is all the comedians are bringing topics. We've all brought one. Isaac was on this last episode.
He was defending sappy country songs. That's the topic that he brought to the table. He wants to see comics defend sappy country songs.
I'll say what I'm bringing. The topic that I am bringing to the table is why don't all lights kill bugs?
That's a great question, and I think a great topic.
That's a hell of a question.
Yeah, why don't all lights kill bugs?
Yeah, dude, you should have like litter boxes under all of them to catch all the ones that are too dumb to avoid lights. Oh, bro, it's just a great idea. I think you can go some funny ways with it. Bear, do you have yours?
Yeah,
ready?
So mine is, what ended the last ice age?
What ended the last ice age? Okay. That's going to be Bears. And then, Kyle, do you have one prepared, one that you think you're ready for?
I think this would be hard to defend. I'm going to go with... Get the fuck out of here. I knew this was going to happen.
What is
his asshole
what?
Right in my
cat's face. Asshole. I think it's going to be hard to defend just his cat's asshole.
Okay.
On the screen.
Be sure and blur that out. He's underage.
Yeah, he's
only like seven. Okay, that's only a seven-year-old cat, dude.
I thought he was going to be like, here's what it's hard to defend. Fort Smith's a good city. I thought that was what he was going to do, but I guess.
Yeah, that's fun. You live in, we're maybe the one city you guys can make fun of. That's what's right. Fun.
Yeah. What do you have?
So my topic, I think it's going to be hard to defend, but I want to bring up the subject of dads who kiss their sons on the mouth.
Oh, that's a great one.
I want to see someone put a positive spin on that.
Dude, my dad kissed me on the mouth for so long, bro. My dad kissed me on the mouth for so long.
Damn, bro.
Dude, I thought
next time I see you, I'm going to give you a hug.
I wasn't even gay. I thought you just kissed boys.
Dude, you should kiss the fellas.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Should.
Yeah, dude. I'd be at sleepovers like, what do you mean? We got to kiss. It's good night time.
It's night time.
Yes. Yeah, dude, that's what I thought. He was like, no.
Dude, I can't sleep unless you kiss me goodnight. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to stare at the ceiling until someone kisses me. I will.
Kyle, that's a great topic.
That is a great topic. Good job.
We've got two more comics that are going to be coming on. They will also be bringing topics. Right now, we are going to be drawing to see which comedian has to do a set based on all of these topics. Whatever is pulled, if it's black, if a black piece is pulled, and I'll be pulling for you, if a black piece is pulled, you're safe. You're doing a normal set, a normal 10, 15 minutes. They're your jokes, which is a great thing. Can you do it? Or you pull the white pawn. You're the white whale. You have to then perform a weird ass wonky set.
Yeah, this would be a good first impression at the Looney Bin.
Oh, is this your first set at the Looney Bin?
Yeah. They're like, hey, we don't want to talk to that guy that was talking about kissing dad. Yeah, what the fuck was his problem? Like, he's never coming back.
Well, let's find out if you're going to be that guy, Kyle, because I'm going to be pulling for you first. I'm literally the least biased person that could do this for you. Even if I like wanted to cheat, it'd be hard. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give it
the feel like a white one?
I'm gonna give it the twinkle fingers.
The white pawn probably just a little bit shorter.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, black pawn. Safe.
Kyle lives.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
All right, good deal. I was worried about that.
Here we go, Bear.
So your set will just be a normal 15-minute set.
Which is great because Kyle's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. Kyle, like, if you've never seen Kyle do stand-up, like, definitely he's worth coming to check out.
Yes, Kyle and I. If you're in Northwest Arkansas, we're doing a show in Fayetteville, Cava Bar, 509, April 5th. Get your tickets. Me and Kyle are co-featuring. All right, let me see.
Absolutely. All right, Zane, you're going to draw your own pawn now.
Give me a white pawn. I want to hear you defend your dad kissing you.
Yeah, for real. Just draw the white one, Zane.
Hey, Kyle, shut the fuck up right now, okay?
It's a black pawn.
Oh! Black pawn!
Oh, daggummit.
Yeah, all baby. Right. Yeah.
Damn, so we're safe. We're all safe.
Yep.
We're all safe, and we got two more comics that are going to be on.
Two more left. It'll be Caroline Holt. And the fourth one has yet to be announced. But also, when they come on and give their topics, which I guess it doesn't matter for you because you didn't draw the white pawn, but I'll make sure we got to let whoever draws it know immediately what the challenge is.
Yes.
What all the writing topics are.
Okay. So we've got them all now. So the four topics that are known and are going to be a part of the challenge is what ended the Ice Age? Why don't all lights kill bugs? Fathers that kiss their sons on the mouth.
Specifically defending those fathers.
Defending those fathers that kiss their sons on the mouth.
Yeah.
And defending sappy country songs and why they're such great music.
Man, that would be fun. Now I kind of wish I got the white one.
I know.
That's a fun exercise.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, too. I mean, you never know how unprepared a Little Rock comic may be. You could write, Kyle, and maybe throw them someone's way, whoever gets it.
I would, yeah.
Just help them write.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way, you've been talking about the shit that went down between y'all. You've been hyping this shit up so much. I've got to hear this story.
Before we start this, fuck Zane Lovelace. I just want to get that out and in. Love him to death.
No, I completely agree with you, Kyle. Fuck Zane Lovelace.
Yeah, no, that's the general sentiment. I'd rather you hate me than pity me. I really would. It's my
most. I don't pity you at all. You piss me off.
I cannot wait to hear this.
So for context,
give him the story, Zane.
For context, I'll give the context. Yeah. I've been up in Northwest Arkansas, which is much closer to where Kyle stays in Fort Smith. I was up in Northwest Arkansas working the Grove. That's why I zoomed in last week.
Right.
So me and Kyle were at a show. It was the Wednesday before I started working the Grove. I was just, you know, I'm out hitting mics if I've got, you know, time off. And there's one early mic that they have on Wednesdays, but then there's also a later mic that's right down the street. That's right down the street. So we wrap up the first mic. And I start talking to motherfuckers like, I'll see you guys at the next spot, right? Mm-hmm. I'll see you guys in the next spot. And everyone's telling me they're going home.
Okay.
And so I just start bitching people out loud. Like, you're a fucking pussy. Why did you get
just
out of your...
some Little Rock energy up to Fayetteville.
Yeah. Why did you get out your fucking house? Kyle's like, nah, I got to drive back to Fort Smith. I was like, you drove an hour and a half to do one mic? When you could have done two mics that night?
Dude, not even counting that. I have work in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? We all can't be blind for a living. Some of us have to go to work. You know?
Oh, that's a great point, Kyle. That's a fucking great point.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love saying, you pissed me off that night.
I'm just... Call me when you want to start trying at this shit. Like, I'm like,
oh, you went full heel.
Oh. So, like, I mean,
you got me there.
Three or four motherfuckers, like, come to the next mic that tell me they're going to leave, and then they go, all right, I know.
Right.
They show up. Kyle, you go up what? Third, fourth, maybe?
Something like that, yeah.
Third, fourth. Kyle is on stage doing his set. And the Bluetooth microphone batteries die.
Oh. Of course they do. Of course. Just like small aside, I absolutely hate Bluetooth mics at stand-up shows. Like they never work right.
It's a good microphone, but that one definitely died. It worked good when it was on, but it just cuts out in the middle of Kyle's set. What did you start trying to do? You start trying to say stuff. What were you saying?
I was just talking shit to you, basically.
I don't know, man. I couldn't hear you. So.
I was like, I'm only here because Zane Lovelady bullied me into being here.
It was so hard to hear you, Kyle. It was so,
I couldn't hear you.
You didn't have a microphone. So I was like, what? What's he saying?
Oh.
So he's saying unintelligible stuff. And so they take the microphone from him. They take his microphone and they start blasting music.
Oh.
And they're going to try and get...
I started dancing during the music. I was doing a few of these. A few of like the pull-ups. The widest thing.
Hey, kudos to you for staying up there through the music. Because when I hear the music, my ass is gone.
So no, there's still music. There's music playing. And I turn and I go, is he still up there?
He killed. The room goes insane.
The room falls apart, dude.
Everyone else is laughing.
And Kyle's on stage going, yes, I'm still up here. I didn't have to come to this. I wasn't gonna be here. This is your fault.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I was laughing maniacally.
Yeah, it was so funny. I think it was the most fun, but for me and him, because they didn't really know. No. I kind of explained it, but like, it was kind of an inside thing between me and him.
Right. Only me and Kyle got how hilarious it was, just because of like the stakes that had been offered up, which were literally nothing. Just some disabled kid calling you a bitch. Like, you could have still just gotten your car and gone home and be responsible.
Challenge my manhood.
Dude, I get it. I fucking get it.
You hit me with one pussy, and I'm like, I'll fucking go there. I'll tell more jokes.
Oh, it was so fun. Joe means
the funniest thing. Just it gets kind of quiet, and then you hear Zane just, is he still fucking up?
Yeah, because Kyle was kind of doing his thing. Oh man,
I was dancing. It was horrendous, dude. It was the worst. I mean, I can't imagine a worse set. Mike dies.
Yeah,
I get played on with some rap. I start dancing.
Is that how you ended the set? Was by dancing?
No, they got him a microphone back.
I end up finishing a set. I end up, you know, trying.
So how do you do you just go back into jokes after that? Like, what'd you do?
Immediately. I think I maybe addressed it a little bit, but I was like, I didn't want to take too much time.
Yeah.
It was like 5 minute sets, and I was like, all right, go back into this dumb bit that I was doing. it was not fun.
It was
fun.
You didn't have to scream anymore.
Yeah, that was.
He capped it with "fuck you, Zane," and back to what I was saying. Like, just went right back into it, man. So, a funny thing actually that you missed, Kyle. The next Wednesday, because you didn't come to any of the Wednesday mics that next week.
Yeah, I was just fucking avoid. I didn't know you were gonna be there, but I'm glad I didn't go.
They did an impromptu roast battle. They cut everyone's open mic sets to 3 minutes, and they just did a roast battle tournament afterwards.
Okay.
So like, you're writing jokes about people there in the, like, the bracket gets set up and everyone just goes.
Oh shit.
So one of the jokes I had was about the DJ. A thing about that room, they do audio cues, kind of like Kill Tony. Mm-hmm. So at the 1 minute, you hear barking.
Gotcha.
You hear barking. So the DJ, I had to go against the dude who was running the audio cues, mm-hmm. and stuff. So I said, black guy.
That's how you started? You were like, black guy.
Yeah, I was like, roasted. Right? Isn't that funny? No, you just have to know the context of that. He's a black guy.
Okay.
Because I told him that I see why he chose barking as his 1 minute light, because the dogs always make him go faster.
How did that land?
Not well.
Not well? I can't imagine why.
It mostly made people uncomfortable. I didn't say run. I said go faster.
Yeah.
And he liked it, though.
And everybody in Fayetteville's asshole went.
Dude, yeah. That's in Fayetteville, I think you just committed a felon. I think you probably have a warrant out for your arrest. Dude, for microaggressions, bro.
Someone told me he was wearing a white. He's also a rapper, so I told him that after hearing him tell jokes all week this week, he should stick to rapping. I also told him that. Oh, he was wearing a white hat. I told him that he looked like he should, if he gets pulled over on the way home, he should pull his hat over his face if he wants to have a chance.
Oh, how did that land?
I beat him.
Holy
You won. Okay.
I won.
What did he say?
Not shit. Not shit.
Oh, I guess a blind guy didn't have anything good.
I know, not shit good.
The one characteristic somebody told Zane is like, hey, he's a black guy, so Zane just wrote like 3 black jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, racism? I got this.
Yeah.
2 out of 3. He rapped. That's just anyone could rap.
You're right, Zane.
He happens to be black and rap.
Okay, you're right.
That may be the
start. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, come on. That's 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 racist roasts.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah. 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Dude, and then I went against Marco Antonio, who's a Mexican. I said, some people say that these Mexicans that are coming over the border are violent. I think that's silly. I don't think Marco's ever killed.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was so fun. It was so fun.
That went hard, right? That got a good
that
pop.
That one hit. I lost to him, though. I lost to him. Yeah. What's the... Oh, that Mexicans are stealing our jobs, and Marco here proves that none of them will be in comedy. I know. I had such a better roast for him, and they kicked me out, probably because of what happened that first round.
That's a really good pressure situation for a comic.
It was awesome.
At the end of the show, it's like, hey, we're all going through this roast, setting up the brackets, go. Like, start writing, go.
Yeah. It was awesome. No,
how much time did they give you to write?
I mean, basically, you got the bracket, and then, like, there were a few rounds where they had to fill time. They actually brought me back up, and I just started roasting the room. Nice. Yeah, it was really fun.
That is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool episode.
Yeah, Joe Means, the Crown Hookah Lounge, they do that late Wednesdays, and it's kind of in Bentonville. It's a hookah lounge in Bentonville. It was so fun. That was the room that we went to. That was what happened. That's what happened between me and Kyle.
Gotcha.
And the New Provinces before that's another sick room. No, we had so much
New
fun
Province
there,
New Provinces is, like,
man.
A good one, too.
Hell yeah. I haven't been to any of the mics up there.
I just, you know, was in town. I was like, I'm going to fucking get time. I'm not just going
to
sit around.
Yeah, he showed up with a whole fucking suitcase to an open mic. Like an asshole. I was like, what?
Dude,
you live here?
I felt like such a dweeb, man. I felt like such a dweeb.
I want everyone to know I'm a traveling comic, okay?
I'm on the road.
Dude, I guarantee you put this open mic on your tour date list. I know you did. You're that guy.
Wait, you can't do that?
Did two shows tonight.
Got 2 shows. Yeah. Yeah,
he's great. You're like my mommy gave me a bunch of stuff. I had to bring
my mommy didn't give
like,
me
that's
so much.
Awesome.
My mommy didn't give me so much. So I actually handed Bear a Capri Sun when I walked through the door. I was like, hey, that's my Capri Sun trash. And he said,
dude,
thanks, buddy.
Nice.
I'm going to keep this for forever.
Actually, first I threw it in the trash, and then I told him, thanks, buddy. I'm going to keep this forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true friendship.
Well, but because of that suitcase, I've got Capri Suns and Yoo-Hoos all in my fridge at the house. So nice.
Sounds like a win.
Yeah, man. Kyle, I'm so excited for you to be on this episode. We like to get to know, like we've known you for what, you've been doing what, comedy 2-3 years now in this city?
I started like 4 years ago, but we probably met 2 or 3 okay. years ago.
Yeah, I just remember you, when I met you, you'd been doing it for 2 or 3 years, I guess. So yeah, it has been 4 years, sure. Yeah. You're doing the headlining competition at the Grove.
Kinda.
What do you mean?
Not going
kinda?
Well.
We did that together. That was a fun show.
Yeah,
you had a good set. Fun.
You made it to the next round, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm skirting by. I'm not doing as great.
Oh, come on, Kyle. Believe in yourself. You can pull it out. You can turn it around.
Yeah, Kyle.
You got this. It's not over yet.
Yeah,
dude,
Kyle.
All right. This would be a crazy comeback story.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah, you just got to.
I believe in myself.
Yeah, you could land a 10. A perfect 10.
Dude, that'd be sick. The perfect 10s.
You're doing that. You run a show. Man. You have a show at Wellington's also, right?
Dude, your show at Wellington's is fucking dope. I
Bear
love
did it. Yeah.
That room.
Wellington's and Rogers,
that's
is that right?
Spot.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's like a classy, like,
yeah, it's swanky, dude. I felt bad. That is the second show I've ever walked in and felt bad for what I was wearing. Just because I didn't know. I didn't
that's
know
where
how
you're getting,
swanky it was.
That's where you're getting in your career. The other show was one I got you a guest spot on, right?
Yeah, at the D's and C events in Conway. That one I also felt underdressed.
Yeah, well, you're getting better. You're getting better, dude. You got to start putting on better clothes.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. I'm with you. I like how you dress. I'm the same way. I just show up in a fucking t-shirt and like, hey. We're rocking. Like,
well, that's one of my favorite things about this job. Yeah, my favorite thing about this job is that you can wear whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
just be yourself.
Unless you're wearing something that like enhances like if you make a joke about your set or what your clothes like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just wear what you're comfortable in, man. That's me. Like, I'm already in such an uncomfortable situation in comedy.
Yeah.
I might as well wear what I feel comfortable in.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah, I like to not embarrass myself, but you guys can do whatever you want.
I don't like looking like an asshole, but you guys do you.
So we know you like via that professionally, but we like also like want to get to know you, like Kyle Gilbert. We don't get to hang out with you. La Bears actually came across a few things.
One thing that we're doing for Set with the Bet from now on is every comic that comes on, I'm getting people to do a deep dive on social medias, old interviews, anything that I can find to bring up. Just the
this is good.
Hold on, let me pull it up right now. So
I'm scared right now.
You definitely.
I deleted all my bad tweets. I went through.
It's funny you say that.
Well, we're gonna start here from. I don't remember when this was. I don't have the information on when this
was. 2012, I think you told me with this one.
Oh shit!
The other one's like 2010, right?
This one is a text message from Tyler Davis, and it says the Mexicans across the street are still shooting bottle rockets. A kid got shot in the face and is laying on the ground screaming, "My eye!" I'm just sitting here watching it unfold through my window. You're like, LMFAO, is anyone helping the kid? Haha, they are now. The best part, I'm completely naked. And I was just like curious what was happening that night.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, at least I was worried about the kid.
Right.
I was in the right on this one. Dude, Tyler Davis is just a weird fucking dude. He's a guy I played like high school baseball. Like, I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Yeah.
Like, I like looked up to him, you know, and like just the fact that he texted me, I was like, hell yeah. You know, like,
so what you're telling me is he didn't make it to the majors.
No, he did not. He pitched at the local college here in Fort Smith.
But okay. Nice.
Okay. Cool.
Do you think that's where he saw the Mexicans?
It could have been. I think it was just a shortstop of the team. I don't know. Could have been.
I mean,
I don't know.
He definitely stopped wearing shorts for those text messages because I guess he's butt ass naked watching a Mexican child writhe on the ground.
Getting shot in the face with, that's the most specific genre of porn I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird guy, Tyler Davis. You know, and I'm
definitely going to send him a link to this and be like, dude, you know that text you sent like 12 years ago?
12
yeah, it's
years
back,
ago.
Dude. It's resurfaced.
God, oh,
Bear company is going to love to hear about this.
Bear is good. So, and here's the other interesting thing about it is Bear read me that, and I didn't know which one was you. Like,
he didn't know which part of the conversation was you.
Yeah, he didn't go like, and here's Kyle. Now here's Kyle. I was just like, well, Kyle's either a felon or. Can you imagine what that kid with his one good eye had to like see just a man looming over him naked? Like,
well, clearly he's not going to pick him out of a lineup.
No, probably not. He's probably pretty upset.
True. Yeah. True. It's a perfect. It's the perfect crime.
Perfect crime.
I have to look at you.
All right, Kyle. I've got another one from 2010.
Oh fuck. 2010. Now we're getting. Now that's like sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. And so this says, OMG, please tell me that RJ ain't gonna fuck that fat chick. And I just want to know, who is RJ and did he fuck that fat chick?
So that's a tough look. That's a tough look right off the bat.
No, Kyle, don't say that. No, don't say it's a tough look. Don't say it's a tough look, Kyle.
So RJ's my nickname. No, there was a, I don't know if you remember the show. It's The Hard Times of RJ Burger.
Oh,
you guys
no.
Remember that show on MTV?
Yeah, okay. So it was an MTV like show.
Yeah, and we were obsessed with it. The whole show was basically about this nerdy kid that had a huge dick.
Oh,
nice. That's
the whole show.
I like the reality where you're Kyle RJ Gilbert. That's what I like. Yeah, they call me RJ. It'll make
call
sense.
RJ.
One
day. You'll get it. It's,
well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I do not remember that episode, but I remember being obsessed with that show, and I don't remember if he fucked that. I think he did.
Nice. Good for you, RJ.
I think we live in a world where he did.
Nice, man.
You know?
I recommend it.
Hell yeah.
Fat chicks.
You like
shout
fat
out
chicks?
To Katie, because she... I'm not good with social media dives, so I had my girlfriend. She's a great Facebook stalker, so I just sicked her
dude,
on you.
Okay. She added me today, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm talking to Bear today. What a weird coincidence.
that's
not funny. A coincidence. Damn, Katie.
Yep, right. She's conniving.
I thought we were cool.
I hope she doesn't listen to this episode, because I said I recommend fat chicks, and Bear went, shout out, Katie.
I was talking about for what she did for the show.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for clarifying. I'm doing that for you. Oh, dude, I'm so glad I can't see you staring daggers at me right now.
I'm not staring daggers at you.
Okay, all right, good. Can we?
Is that the only terrible things you've heard me say?
Yeah, that was it.
Am I in the clear now? Or?
That was it. You're in the clear. You passed the test, Kyle Gilbert.
That wasn't too bad.
And now you're uncancelable because you owned up to it here.
That's right, yeah. Hell yeah, I like that.
Do you know Susan Bird up there in Northwest Arkansas?
I've seen the name on flyers and stuff, but okay. I have not met.
So trans lady that I went to high school with, that I that was a dude then, but she is Susan Bird now. And when she was on stage, saw me at an open mic, she goes, Didn't you play Peter in Peter and the Star Catcher? It's the play I was in senior year in high school.
What a weird thing to know you from.
I know, dude.
As all the times you've been on stage, that's the one you get recognized for?
I know. Peter and the Star Catcher. I was Peter Pan.
That's sick.
Okay.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard. That's awesome.
Then I stayed with a comic on his couch. We were leaving his apartment complex the next day. Wednesday morning, he's taking me at like, you know, to go drive me at a coffee shop to hang out so I can find someone else to come get me to do something. And as we're getting ready to come down his stairs to his apartment complex, a lady goes, I think I know you. She goes, are you saying love lady? Did you play Peter and Peter the Star Catcher?
God damn it. I knew right where that was going. God damn it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I did.
Dude, I would...
There was a second person that recognized you from that play?
From Peter and the Star Catcher. She's like, my sister used to sub at that school.
Bro, you just got to get back into theater. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I would have that. That would be brought up that way every time. I am Peter from Peter and the Star Catcher.
You think that's a credit?
Everyone's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, that's Peter. I knew I saw him before.
You may have seen him as Peter in Peter and the Star Catcher in the high school rendition.
That's the funniest credit of all time, and that would make me laugh immediately.
In the spring semester of 2018, I might start putting that as my credit.
You should.
That's super funny. Sometimes I get brought up as the 2006 Knights of Columbus free throw shooting champion.
What?
Nice.
I like that a lot. Yeah,
dude, that's
in
sexy.
Like the sixth grade, I was the best free throw shooter in the state.
Hell
dude,
yeah,
that's cool.
Dude, that's why
horrible at basketball. I can shoot free throws.
Yeah, but if they foul you, they're getting fucked up.
If they fucked around and fouled me, automatic.
That's why you got those. That's why you got those shoulders. Always shooting those shots, baby.
Yeah, dude.
You got shooting shoulders.
I'd sit outside and just shoot free throws all day.
Do you really?
Sad life, dude.
Do you still shoot free throws? Is that still a pastime of yours, or have you?
No, I don't, but I bet I got it still. You know what I mean? Once you're the best, you know?
Wow.
I feel like I can still do it.
So next set with the bet, we're bringing you down for a free throw shooting competition.
That's a very arrogant way
to
think. Very arrogant that you think you can just keep shooting free throws. It's very
I mean, of course I'm a narcissist. I do stand up. Of course I'm confident in my abilities.
Yeah, but you think you can beat a sixth grader at free throws?
A sixth grader? Dude, come on.
I would dominate a sixth grader.
Well, I think you guys are misunderstanding what a sixth grader. A sixth grader is 12. That's old enough to be very good at basketball and shooting free throws. Do you think Kyle not keeping up with it? I think you should go down to the middle school.
Oh.
Dude.
Give me your best sixth grader.
All right, dude.
Give me your best.
Don't say it like that. Definitely don't say it like
Send
that.
Send me your best. Send your best shooter. Send your best shooter right now. I want him right here on the recess floor.
Hell yeah. Yeah, see, I walk up to the school. I want a challenge. I would like a challenge of one of your boys.
Oh, that's
like
great.
What is it, off Troy or whatever, when they just like send out the one guy?
Yeah.
What's up, kiddos?
And we do battle.
Yeah. You know who I am? I'm Kyle Gilbert, Knights of Columbus sixth grade free throw shooting champion.
That's right. And some little kid tells me, he's like, you don't want to go up against him. Like, that's why no one will remember your name.
Yeah, I'm Kyle R.J. Gilbert.
I like two things, sinking free throws and fucking fat chicks. Kyle, do you have any shows that you would like to hype up before we get you out of here?
Dude, yeah. So this Saturday, I'm in Fayetteville at the H Club. That'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
And then the following week, I'm hosting and producing a show at Wellington's, which I'm going to definitely have Zane on.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to love that. It's going to be a great show. Wellington's is
dope. Dude, it's a really fun spot. And those are the most recent ones. I'll be, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, you'll see all the stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, you'll also
be the most recent one.
At Set With A Bet, March 25th after that. That's this coming Monday.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'll be in Little Rock. I love Little Rock.
Doing your time.
Ready to get back to it. Yes.
Because you drew the black pond. And I drew the black pond. And Bear drew the black pond. And Isaac drew the black pond. And then somebody is still.
Somebody's going to draw that white one.
Mm-hmm. So that's
they're going to have a hell of a challenge.
That white head to get. And also, you and I are doing Kava Bar 509, April 5th in Fayetteville. Kyle and I are working together. We're both co-featuring.
Right.
Lucas Aaron Smith is headlining, which is going to be incredibly funny. I'm excited for it.
Ooh, that's a good show.
It's going to be a fun show.
That is a good show.
It's gonna be a fun show. We're gonna kick it off, man.
Too many white guys, but fun show.
That's such a Northwest Arkansas thing to say. Dude, I don't know if you guys have been to your open mics up there, but it's all white guys. Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It's
literally
that is never a discussion down here in Little Rock, but I go up there in Northwest Arkansas and everyone's like, there's not enough diversity. I'm like, what do you want people to do? There's no other it's white guys. It's just
that's
white
all
guys.
That's there.
It's
that's,
just that's white guys and minorities that sound like white guys. Like, it's literally it is whitewashed. White walls, I mean, you can't get away from it. It's like, what do you want people to do? Like, just to summon there's nothing. There's such an odd thing. We're damn.
I love it when it ends in a rant.
Yeah, that's good. On just like a race rant.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? White people are pretty sick. All right, that's been Set With A Bet. Thank you guys so much. I can subscribe.
You're really starting to figure out the show, Kyle.
Dude, I like this. You just have me on as a permanent third. I love this show.
Well, we're thinking we need more white guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, thanks, buddy. This was fun.
We'll see you
Monday.
Appreciate
you guys.
Peace.
All right. See you guys.